180 degrees. Columbus, Ohio, you gotta check this kid out. Pablo Sanchez, one of our very own mail handlers. Yeah, Columbus, Ohio, this kid is doing it big. Show him love. Morning, Columbus, Ohio, and Local 304. This is Ken Hodge, Branch President, Columbus, Ohio, soon to be your local president, Local 304, with a quick podcast this morning. Before I start, let me say, the little track you heard in the beginning of the podcast was a young brother out of Columbus, Ohio. He go by the name of Pablo Sanchez. Again, one of our mail handlers enterprising into the music business. Again, if you like rap, if you like hip-hop, if you like a beat that's going to make you move your head, hey, check the brother out. He's on YouTube, Pablo Sanchez. Yes, that was a PSA for one of my very own mail handlers. That's how I get down as a local president, folks. Let me tell you. I pride myself on being a little different, but I want you to know that I'm going to bring aspects to the position of local president that we're going to enjoy the wow factor. Yeah, the wow factor. I didn't know the union could actually do that. Wow. There's Ken Hodge again meeting with my district manager because the members in this particular office don't feel as though they're being treated fairly. Wow. Every time I turn around, there's Ken Hodge or a member of his staff attending union meetings. That's the wow factor. And that's a factor that we're going to become very comfortable with in Local 304. Hey, but today what I want to talk to you about, or I just want to share a comical moment with you about, is we all got that letter from the plant manager major on attendance. The U.S. Postal Service LEAD program is a valuable fringe benefit. And before I make light of the fact, let me say this to you. If you are employed by the Postal Service, that means you went somewhere, filled out an application, and asked to work here. It is only right that we show up for work. I mean, there is no getting around that. There is no way I can say to you that it makes perfect sense for you not to come to work. If you don't want the job, then don't take the job. But now, having said that, we understand that there's going to be reasons that prohibit you from coming every day. And I gotta tell you, just not seeing me bring myself to work every once in a while is a pretty good reason, if you ask me. Now, I'm not saying you can run that reason forever, but in addition to genuine sickness, doctor's appointments, there is that occasional, I just don't want to go in there today. And I understand that. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm saying I understand. So when we start talking about attendance policies, Please understand that it is our responsibility as individuals to be regular in attendance. Regular in attendance guarantees that you're going to get a 40-hour week paycheck, which is the reason we work for the post office. I'm outside of wanting to move the mail. Yeah, that's first. No, let's be for real. That's the reason we work for the post office. So management shouldn't really have to beg us to come to work. Now, I know they make it real hard. They go out of their way to make that work environment just as non-productive, non-inviting as they possibly can. But again, sometimes we have to rise above that nonsense and understand it's not about them. It's about we did say we're going to work for the Postal Service. So again, as much as possible, let's be regular in attendance. Now, why I say that, I don't begin to speak out of both sides of my mouth because a lot of employees know I am a firm believer, very, very, very firm believer that if you have medical issues and you have medical authorization not to be at work, I believe that you ought to take that time and take care of whatever it is you need to take care of. I firmly believe that. And again, being a veteran, I speak for a lot of veterans. Again, if we have situations that prohibit us from coming to work, first of all, I'm not coming. But more importantly, I want to make sure that I'm have protected leave, because again, we still have a responsibility to the job. But the last thing I just want to say to you about attendance approval is they talk about advance approval. Now, folks, let me tell you something. If you have a doctor's appointment on Friday and you bring that appointment slip in and you give it to that supervisor on a 3971 on Monday, that's advanced sick leave. Now, when they try to say, well, we didn't advise it. Well, I'm sorry. It took a minute for me to get that out. When they try to say they didn't advise it or authorize it, again, then you take that directly to your union. Because if you're giving them prior notice on a sick leave request, I mean, disapproval is not really an option they have. So again, it doesn't matter what that supervisor thinks. If you bring that doctor's note in stating you have an exam on Friday, Friday is during your work hours, and you request sick leave, that is advanced sick leave.
Or scheduled.
And that kind of sick leave should not be held against you at attendance reviews. Am I making sense? And I apologize, when I say advanced sick leave, I'm saying scheduled sick leave. And I'm going to take this opportunity to slide a little campaign message in my podcast this morning. And I want to say that if your local president wasn't retired, he would have gotten one of these letters as well. And maybe he could have addressed it with you also, but he is retired, and items of this nature won't affect him. So I guess if I was to put together an impromptu campaign slogan, Kenny Hodge, he's one of you. Hey, let's get back to our subject matter. Yeah, Kenny Hodge, he's still employed. The everyday nonsense of postal management affects him just like it affects you. Therefore, his passion to correct that will always outweigh someone who's not affected, as Ken and the local mail handlers are. I'm just saying. Hey, but listen, I'm going to get back to the subject matter. I guess listening to Pablo, we were going to just turn this into a campaign rally. But listen, with that attendance, again, it's a letter. Again, it's really not a bad letter. It's just a letter saying, come on, let's be regular in attendance. But I'm telling you that when the situations arise that you're not going to be regular in attendance, all it takes is documentation. All it takes is some advance notice to your supervisor. Because hypothetically speaking, you could be about to retire and bring in the proper documentation, and hypothetically, as long as the agency was notified, you could probably take a whole year off with some type of leave without ever getting reprimanded because you documented your absence properly. I'm just saying. But anyway, as mail handlers, let's be regular in attendance, and hey, let's have a good work life. Let's help improve the quality of our work life. There are little things that we can do.
Some habit on my wrist, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If it's money to be.